This is Scamp Life,
the other side,
a bi-weekly podcast for summer camp professionals with your hosts, Kelly and Shauna. Now it's time for another thought-provoking episode exploring the amazing world of summer camp.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Scamp Life, the other side. I'm Shauna and I have Kelly here. We're fun today, I think. We're going to be talking about camp in the media, mostly fiction, maybe some documentaries, but mostly just how camp is presented in movies and television shows. And just,
for better or worse.
For better or worse, how accurate is it? What are some truths? And yeah. So how do you feel about camp in the media, Kelly?
Oh, I got on Netflix and I did a quick search and then you shared me with your list and I went, oh, I forgot about half of those. Or because there wasn't camp in the name of the title of the show or the movie, I didn't even think about that. But I always have to watch almost every camp show. Being a camp professional, yeah. I feel like I have to, whether it be a documentary. Not so much the horror movies when they're based at camp, because I feel like those usually aren't camp-based.
No, it's more about the horror.
Yes, not just that, right? But they also usually just use the facility of it being at a camp, or they're going camping, as opposed to this is summer camp, and someone's going to get killed at summer camp. But, yeah, I always have to watch them, and I feel like since becoming a camp professional, now when I watch them, it's so much more critical and I have to remind myself that this is a movie.
Yep. Same. I love camp themed shows, everything. Like, I was obsessed with Camp Nowhere when I was a kid. Like, I watched that on repeat. If you're not familiar with Camp Nowhere, we will talk about it later, but you need to get familiar with it because it is one of the best camp movies for kids. It wasn't made for adults, but it was definitely made for kids out there. And it's peak 90. Andrew Keegan is in it, who I guess now is allegedly a cult leader. Not sure about that. Read something up on him recently and I was like, oh,
weird.
Okay. I say allegedly because we have to. But yeah, Babysitter's Club, the movie also came out around the same time Camp Nowhere did. Loved it. This is like one of my favorite niches.
See, and I am a true heavyweight. Like,
oh, yes.
Love heavyweights. I know Ben Stiller can get and mean. And I know the premise between fat camp is not the best, but we totally joked about it as campers. Like, when I was a camper and the food at camp was not very good, you joke that you're at fat camp, even though we're all the thinnest we'll ever be.
But even still, like, there's an entire scene in that movie where the kids are hiding candy and food in their bunk.
Yes, and it's so, oh my gosh.
It's so accurate, though. Yes. I cannot tell you the niche places I have found candy in camp bunks before. And younger counselor Shauna didn't care. But then as younger counselor Shauna started to learn that mice come.
and ants.
And just mess and mold and stink. Like, I once had a camper. It's so funny because she's having her second baby now, which makes me feel so old. But she had a can of Nutella. Not a can, but a jar of Nutella in her backpack. And it melted in her backpack. And that backpack stayed under our bunk. I was on the top and she was on the bottom. Like, it was from visitor day. Oh. So it was, oh God, cleaning that out. I don't think, I was not mad at her, but I was just disgusted.
But I feel like
every time I see her, I'm just like, Nutella.
Yep, name. I don't know. Something about heavyweights, though, for me, is just, it's just a classic.
It really is.
For me, I think Heavyweights might have been one of my first camp movies that I actually watched and understood that it was a camp movie. And maybe that's why it sticks. I don't know. Yeah. But it's definitely not how you would portray camp staff, I hope. okay, not Ben Stiller as camp staff, but the owners, though, that have to sell the camp and everything, I picture that as very similar to camp staff. And then I can't remember everybody's name, but the main camp counselor who is able to relate to the main character because they're both overweight a little bit. And that.
Well, didn't he get skinny or something?
I don't remember. We got to Google.
I know. I have
this episode is going to be a lot of Googling on spot.
Is it Judd Apatow's character?
It might be. They're all adults now.
Yeah, I know. So I'm like, one of the, you know how when you do a Google search, it says people also ask, is heavyweights okay for kids?
No. But it's a good one.
Yeah. But I heavyweights is so fun. It also has that underdog story, which is like very prominent at camp, especially if you come from a smaller camp. Because there's always, I don't know always, but when I worked at for-profit camps, that we always had, I want to say intramurals, because that's not what it was, other camps.
Oh,
we had other camps.
I worked at one for-profit camp, and after that, I decided I will never do it again. I've always worked at nonprofits, or with us, we're owned by a nonprofit and we operate like a nonprofit. I consider us a nonprofit, even though we operate like we're supposed to, whatever. I digress. Anyway, it's one of those things that I feel like for-profit camps, they have the sports, very sports specific people. They want to hire the coach of the basketball team from the local high school. They want to hire the coach of the tennis team. They have to have such specialized staff.
Mm-hmm.
And not every for-profit camp, but there's always a lot of them. Yeah, it's always competition-based, I feel like. A lot of competition, which in heavyweights, at the end, when they're competing against the other camp or camps. But yeah, no, definitely. Are you still on the heavyweight?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who was, but it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. We don't need to know what the counselor's name was. It's just going to bother me all day now, but it's okay.
So your list of movies, I went on to Netflix and I just Googled on Netflix, but yours has some like classics.
Oh, yeah. I feel like one of the first ever camp movies was Little Darlings. And that came out in 1980. Oh, my God. It's one of my mom's favorite movies, and that's how I watched it. But here, let's play the trailer. For it. I think it may have one swear in it. So because it's an 80s movie, even though it's rated PG, 80s and PG was a lot different than PG now.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you have any little children in the room, just cover their ears.
This seat's taken.
I don't like sharing this space with you. You keep out of my way and I'll keep out of yours.
She's just showing a lot of camp stuff.
I'll bet my residual check. That Paris will become a woman by the end of the summer. What sign are you?
Not Dylan.
You can't get pregnant from looking. God, I hope not.
You know you're quite a woman.
We love each other.
Don't get fat. Guys are turned off by cellulite. Look, bitch. Get yourself together.
Trampoline jumping.
This is for you.
I like the food fight earlier. That was pretty great.
Oh, yeah, I got it stupid.
So the whole premise of this movie is that one of the girls wants to lose her virginity by the end of the summer. Or like they make a pact to lose her virginity by the end of the summer. I haven't watched it in a very long time.
This doesn't sound like a kid movie for a kid.
But it was in the 1980. So it's basically like a coming up story for young girls. So it's about just growing older, becoming a woman, but you're doing it at camp with your friends. And then it has some classic camp shenanigans in it. And I don't know. It's a terrible movie now looking back at it, like when they're talking about like guys don't like fat women and just how mean they are to each other as like the cattiness, we've definitely moved away from that as women for the most part, I feel like, but it just still has a very camp feel. I don't know. I love this movie and I know it's terrible, but I don't know. It's just such nostalgia. I wasn't even alive yet, but I still feel like this movie is a part of me.
Well, and it's crazy because I feel like the fiction camp movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's always an element in there that is so far removed from actual camp. Like in this mm-hmm. one, clearly trying to lose their virginity. Are they campers or are they counselors?
They're campers.
Trying to lose their virginity at camp. Okay.
Yep. She's driving the bus.
We would have a field day if we had that happen as camp directors.
Mm-hmm. But we can't pretend like things like this don't, these conversations don't happen. Yeah.
An overnight totally camp? Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh my gosh.
But
then
yeah.
And then you mentioned Parent Trap earlier before we got on this. I totally I don't know what it is. I watched The Parent Trap a million times and I don't know why I didn't even think
both versions. Both versions. There's two. So the one with Lindsay Lohan is a remake. There is one.
That's right.
From
I was like, wait a second. There wasn't.
70s.
That's right. Yes.
And I believe who plays the leader of Troop Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. As the twins.
I forgot that.
Which was also on my list, Troop Beverly Hills. But The Parent Trap, I think, is a classic for millennials.
It's a classic.
It's just 19 peak middle school, elementary school time for us.
Yes, but put campers in a cabin without a staff member.
I don't know.
Also, why?
Apparently Camp Walden.
Why does every camp movie have a food fight? I saw it in the trailer when you played. I know they couldn't see it, mm-hmm. but it was in the trailer we just played.
Yes.
There's a food fight or a prank war, maybe both, in Parent Trap. I believe there's one in Heavyweights of some kind.
Yes. I think there's one in Wet Hot American Summer, too. There's one in Camp Nowhere. I don't think there is one in the Babysitter's Club, though.
My kitchen staff would have a field day if I ever let a food fight happen again.
There's definitely a big food fight in Meatballs. That's
absolutely. It Takes Two probably has one as well.
Yes, there is one.
Think A Week Away or Camp, the movie Camp.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
think
either of those have one because those are more musicals. And I don't believe either of those had a food fight.
But isn't it hilarious that camp is always synonymous with food fights? I don't think I've ever worked at a camp where there was a food fight.
We've had them, but they're not planned and organized. They're also not camp-wide. They were like maybe two or three people. I also grew up with No Hands Spaghetti Night. And that was always a wild night.
So dirty.
You weren't given utensils, so you ate your spaghetti and meatballs with your face on the plate, and then counselors typically did the weird spaghetti noodle trick where it goes in through their nose and out through their mouth, and then, it was bad. I could never watch that, but we'd be covered in spaghetti sauce, and then it was always Jello for dessert. But so those nights were usually borderline food fighty, but never a true food fight.
No, definitely had at least one food fight in high school. Me and my best friend hid underneath a table because we were not about to get into that. I remember one of them distinctly. I do remember them. There were other ones, but I don't think it was during my lunch period because there was like four different waves for lunch. But yeah, food fight in camp is just so weird to me. No utensil spaghetti night would throw me into a panic. I do not like having things on my hands or having my face be dirty. Like, I love getting dirty, but if I get pen on my hands or something gross, I have to wash it off immediately. Like, I love dirt. I love playing in mud. I love all that. But when it comes to anything else, I can't handle it. That would send me into a panic attack easily.
You know what I also find funny with all of these things is that obviously the actors are playing typically younger than they are, right? But even the younger than they are is still the average age for our camp staff.
Yeah.
There's never a camp movie where they are 8 years old.
No.
There's never.
That wouldn't be fun.
No, they always have to be high school age or quote unquote 12.
because of the Babysitter's Club, the TV show that's on Netflix now. And they're like 12.
And Parent Trap 2, I believe they were 12 or 13. They were young.
Yeah, they were young.
Or meant to
be
young.
But they were campers.
No, I know that. They were campers. Yeah. But even the campers are meant to, like, when they're the actors themselves or, like, who they're playing typically are the age of our staff.
Oh, yes. That is true. So Lindsay Lohan was probably like 16. Yeah. That's crazy to think about.
And then if you look at
she looks so little.
And then if you look at all the counselors in all of these movies, they are all 25 and older.
Yes.
I would die to have a 25-year-old on my staff who isn't in the kitchen, a nurse, or a bus driver.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, for the people out there that are listening to us that don't work in camps, which I don't think there are any, but camp staff are babies, the babies. They are young and they are energetic and they're fun and they are creative, but they are young.
They're young. And they're getting younger. Young.
Yes, because we are getting older.
Well, no, just trying to find staff now. They're getting younger. Oh. ACA has that standard of, what is it? 80% of your staff have to be 18 or older.
Mm-hmm.
And it is getting harder and harder to accomplish.
Yeah.
Because at least here, they all want to go with the more money jobs. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fair. My camp staff, I only have 4 positions that are under 18. That are paid. My volunteers aren't considered staff
right,
because they're not paid, but all of my staff is over 18. Yeah, that's definitely something that I haven't had to consider. We've had a pretty good time finding staff, and I think it's because people want to work at the zoo.
Yes.
Versus just at a camp. So very fortunate and privileged in that.
But, and also yeah. Too, you get those, for you at least, because you are such a niche camp, you get those people who like want to go into zoology or biology or mm-hmm. you know, those sciencey fields where their zoo camp experience is so easily correlated to a resume. I know we already talk about camps and resumes. Yes, we know. Yeah. We know that they can go into any field, but for you specifically, Shauna, having that zoo camp, I feel like the younger staff can see it, and so it's easy mm-hmm. for them to really be like, oh, when I turn 18, this is what I'm gonna do.
Yes, yeah, definitely. I get PhDs that apply to camp, which is absurd to me.
In the newer movie though, A Week Away,
I have not, tell me more.
Okay, it was a big deal, I think it was last year, maybe the year before. It was filmed at Camp Widgie Wagon out of Nashville, Tennessee. They're a YMCA camp out of the Nashville Y. And yeah, and it was filmed at Widgie. And it's definitely a Christian or religious affiliated camp movie, but it's also a musical. It's super corny.
Does it have that Australian actress girl?
Maybe.
In it, she was on The Good Witch, and then she was also...
Worst person to ask about actors and actresses. I do not pay attention to pop culture.
She has... like dark brown short hair, round face. What is it called? A Week Away?
A Week Away.
Maybe not. I don't know. Yes, it is her. Pretty sure. Okay.
But yes, it is a very musical camp. And of course, it's a love story. And yes. The songs. Now, I'm not religious personally, but the songs are very hymnal, or at least the words are, which is fine. It was just a corny, like the storyline was just your typical musical teenage love corniness type story. Think like Romeo and Juliet.
Like, oh gosh.
Add music, add modern day love story of teenagers.
Okay. I don't know,
but it was
if
really
I
cool.
could watch that.
But I went in watching it because I have never been to Widgie and I wanted to see the camp facility. So I'm sitting there watching this movie, looking more at the facility.
I feel like I do that now more too when I'm reading.
Yeah, so the dining hall and all of that, and I'm just like, that's cool. I wonder if we could.
Real cool. I think that's one of the best things about camp movies is that for the majority of them, they're mostly filmed at real camps. And I think that's way better than a soundstage or just any type of fake setup. Because I don't know, it just feels more authentic, at least for me who works in the camp industry. I feel like, yes, this is camp. I can see the buildings. I can see the flagpole.
They put you in the woods. They don't just create a woods. Yeah.
It feels authentic to a point. So it is Bailey Madison.
Okay.
That girl is Bailey Madison. Yeah, it was the one I was thinking of.
But it's funny because the storyline is always so far from camp.
Oh, yeah. Camp Nowhere, let's go back to my favorite, because is about a bunch of kids who want to go to camp. Let's say it starts with two best friends.
Usually,
they
want
to go to camp. Yeah, they want to go to camp together, but one of them, like their parents want to send them to this kind of like very dorky quote unquote e-camp, like computer camp. It's the 90s, guys. 94 to be exact. And they don't want to, so they hire like this bum from the street to come and pretend to be a camp director of this state-of-the-art computer camp and gets their families to pay to go to this camp. But it's like if you think back to the 1960s, like those kind of like the Jewish family camps that were like all up in the Catskills during that time, if that is the setting, but they basically buy out the entire place using the parents' money to run this camp. And then kids can't keep a secret. So then all of these other kids in the school start finding out what they're going to do. So then this bum, essentially, that they've paid, and I use bum because I'm pretty sure that's the word that they use in the film. I don't believe he is an unhoused person. I just think that he's like an older guy that just doesn't do anything, like a stoner guy. So they hire him to go pretend to be this camp director from all these different types of camp, a cooking camp, a weight loss camp, an arts and crafts camp, a theater camp, and all of these kids are just there at this old style Jewish family camp, just doing whatever they want. And then somehow the parents are calling, asking when like family day is. So they have to put on like this whole ruse and get it timed right. So they have to change the name of the camp out in front. And it's just like a whole big deal. But man, do I love this movie. It's so good. And the guy who plays Doc in Back to the Future is the bum. So he's the guy. Yeah. So I don't know. It's just so good. Andrew Keegan is in it. And honestly, he's the only one besides the guy that plays Doc. I can't remember his name. It's not Christopher Walken, but they could be related if they tried. It's somebody else that's in that era. What is his name? That's going to bug me. But anywho.
Our listeners are probably screaming it at us right now.
Yeah, I know. We're sorry. But yeah, I only have space in my head for kids' names. That's what I tell everybody. I can name every camper, but put an actor in front of me? Probably not. And it's just so quintessential being a kid and wanting to be a grown-up so bad, but also like there's like a big like growing up aspect to it, which is huge in camp anyway. We always tell
camp
parents.
And I would say though, that is a common theme with camp movies that I will appreciate is there's always some kind of growth, which we see at camp anyway.
Yeah. And I think that is like the essence of camp movies is that no matter which one you're watching, there's always some personal growth in there. Even in Heavyweights, right? Yep. There's still personal growth that happens. In The Parent Trap, there's still personal growth that happens. And not just with Lindsay Lohan's characters, but with all the girls, they all become friends, even though they're battling the whole time. Wet Hot American Summer, maybe we can give that one a pass. But even in the more recent one, Theater Camp, that just came out, I don't know, I feel like it came out after the summer this year. It has some famous people that like the youths would know, but I don't know them. But it's a theater camp. And
I haven't seen that one.
It's on Netflix, I'm pretty sure, or Hulu, one of them. And it's about like these two kids, they're like college age and older. It's about the counselors who put on the show. So it's like the theater director, and like the musical director and then the stagecraft director, and how they've been coming to this camp forever. And it's basically about them like having new goals.
Oh
yeah, it's good. It's heartbreaking. It's not the best movie I've ever seen in my life, as most camp movies are. They're just for fun. But it's definitely worth a watch. But again, it's just like that growth aspect of it. It has it in all of them, which I just appreciate, because it that really is like the true essence of camp. So no matter what the comedy is, no matter how wrong they get it, they at least get it on that aspect. And I really like that.
That's cool. Have you seen Camp? The movie Camp? Oh,
no.
It's another theater-based movie, but it's also, it focuses on the queer community, and it's like a camp for queer theater goers and theater kids. It's really good. It's got Anna Kendrick in it.
Yes. Yes. That's the one that came out 21 years ago.
Shush.
That one came out the year I graduated high school. What were you like in middle school?
What did we say, 2003?
Yeah.
Just leaving elementary or going into middle.
I'm so old. But it has Anna Kendrick in it, you said. I feel like I've definitely seen a trailer for it, but I think I was like meh when it first came out.
Oh, but it is so good.
I'll have to go watch it.
It's very, and it is a musical. It's another musical one, but, and it, of course, corny as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty good. And for it being early 2000s and being very queer forward is really good. There's definitely some verbiage that is no longer used, but just because it was 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. But for it being early 2000s and putting a movie that forward, I think it's really good. It's fun. Yeah. It's very camp. Very camp again.
I'll have to check it out. Now, there are some media that is nonfiction, reality show, like Bug Juice. If you're working in the camp world and you have not watched Bug Juice, for shame.
I need to rewatch it. It's been a hot minute and I need to rewatch it because it's so good.
So fun story. Disney redid it. They had a new camp with new kids. Nope. I want to say it was like 2018, 2019. It's different, and it's not as easy to watch as a camp director now, because Bug Juice came out when I was a kid. So it was like I was around the same age as those kids. You know what I forgot? There was that MTV show about camp too, about people at a weight loss camp. I watched that. There Was No Tomorrow. I cannot remember its name, though. That was such a good show. Anywho, I digress. But Bug Juice.
Love Bug Juice. Disney. The original Bug Juice. I don't know if
the original Bug Juice. The new one is okay. I feel like kids today are just so much more emotionally aware. Mm-hmm. In their, like, confessionals, you can, like, see them doing the work and, like, where they're coming from, where the other person's coming from, just trying to sort out. Whereas in the original Bug Juice, it was just like, I hate that person, they're the worst. And we were not taught how to work with our emotions yet. That was not something that was a focus when we were kids. It is now, which is wonderful. I love watching my campers handle stuff that our counselors would have had to handle 20 years ago. But Bug Juice is just great. And it was filmed at a camp in North Carolina, I think. I can't remember where the original Bug Juice was. And I believe that this new one is in Maine, where a lot of camps are. Let's see. Bug Juice TV series. Oh, there's an official Bug Juice, guys. I did not know that. Like, there's just a company called Bug Juice. All right, let's see. Oh, Waterford, Maine.
There you go.
I worked at a camp. Camp Wasiata. I knew that. I actually worked very close to Camp Wasiata. Also, Wet Hot American Summer was filmed in Watertown, Maine, which isn't too far from Waterford.
No.
And then that was season one. And then season two takes place at Camp Highlander, which is in North Carolina. And then season three takes place at Brush Ranch Camp in New Mexico. This does not have... Wow, there was 20 episodes in each season? That's wild for Disney.
We also... You said that was the new one, though, too.
Those were all the old ones.
Okay.
Bug Juice, My Adventures at Camp is the new one that came out in 2017. And this one was filmed at Wasiata again. But I think it was only one season. Yeah, it got canceled after one
season. Well, yeah, because all the us original watchers of it probably hated it.
We're also running camp when it came out. Yeah, it came out in 2018, but it was filmed in 2017. And it was good. I liked it. But man, Bug Juice was just so good.
It's the classic.
It was just so wholesome. When compared to the one on MTV, which I cannot remember what it was called. Oh, it was just called MTV Fat Camp. And this followed the older campers. So like the teenage campers, so 13, 14, 15. But they were campers, not counselors or CITs. So it had a lot more like teenage drama with like the romance and, oh, I don't like her because she's dating my ex. And somebody you only dated for 4 days isn't your ex, but I guess when you're 14, it is. And yeah, it was just, God, it was so good. And I think there was like 3 seasons of it. And that really pulled me in because that happened at like when I was in high school. When did this one come out? 2006? Oh, this happened after I graduated high school.
So
I was just a bored college kid who was also working camps. So I guess.
But so on the flip side of all these fun ones, there have been a few documentaries that have come out recently.
Yes.
One seems a little bit better than the other. So yeah. The first one is Crip Camp. It's about a special needs camp. It's really well done. Some of the campers still are in the little interviews and things. And so it's really well done. And it's nice to see some diversity amongst all these lovely camp movies that we have been seeing, because they're usually just a bunch of rich white kids in a lot of the movies that we watch. But so Crip Camp was really good. Have you seen Crip Camp?
I have seen pieces of it. I haven't sat down and watched the whole thing in one go. But I've heard great things about it. I have to make time to watch it.
Yeah, so that one was really good. And then on the flip side, the new one that came out, Hell Camp.
Yes.
You and I have both watched that fairly recently.
Yeah, within the last month. Because I think it only came out last month. I think it's really new. That was devastating to
that
watch.
That was rough
honestly.
To watch. That, yeah. Especially because there's so many things in there that I can remember, not in that same aspect by all means.
Oh, of course not. Yeah.
But as a camper, we used to do something called solos, which they mentioned in there about taking kids out and making them spend X amount of time by themselves. And it was usually more than 24 hours. We did 2-hour solos at camp. We did them while we were on our overnights. We counselors just asked us to take 2 hours or an hour, whatever it was, to ourselves. Sit and read a book, journal, take a nap, whatever. And
yeah, just be in nature.
Be in nature by yourself. And they did it during the daytime. We usually brought our sleeping bags, stuff to get comfortable, your water bottle, and be in nature. And they spaced us out so that we could see everybody. Everybody could be seen, but you were far enough away that you weren't tempted to go talk to them in that amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So when they mentioned solos, I was like, oh my God, is that where they came from?
Yeah, I don't know. If you don't know, Hell Camp is about the more negative side of the camping industry when it comes to therapeutic camps for quote unquote the bad kids, the trouble kids. Basically, it's about that entire industry. And they touch on conversion therapy a bit in there. So,
but it was not rough.
It was not exactly the best presentation of camps. And I feel bad for like Outward Bound who does this type of camp be compared to these other camps that do this really terribly.
But and it was like it was, bad too. But I hope like parents don't get a bad idea if they choose to watch it, because there are so many trip camps and like backpacking camps and stuff out there that I really hope that they don't think that it's going to influence if they send their kid or not.
I enjoyed how do I want to say this? I didn't enjoy watching it because it was just, it was devastating episode after devastating episode. There was no light at the end of the tunnel. Even Mm-mm. the ending wasn't uplifting at
no.
all. Because the man that they follow during this is still very much free, even yes. though he should be in jail. Just the amount of abuse that he put these children through. They were starved. They were beat. They were
and the survivors from this. To. Yeah, and the survivors who are interviewed on this camp, like the
are
things,
not okay.
They're not okay. They're all adults. They're probably around our age, maybe a little bit older mm-hmm. than us, depending on yeah. when they were brought to this camp. And they're still not okay. You can tell no. they are not okay.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them are, they struggle with substance misuse and they're just, Paris Hilton has also spoken out about these, like at Congress, because her parents had her go to one of these camps where she was, I believe she said that she was physically and sexually abused. Mm-hmm. That is probably the darkest side of the industry, I want to say. We know good camps. The majority of our camps are good camps. The majority of camps are there for the growth and development of youth. So if you're a parent out there and you watch that and you're like, I'm never sending my kid to any adventure camp, there are a lot of ways to go and make sure that camp is safe. Like you can go to a visit. Like if a camp doesn't allow you to visit them,
don't go.
Don't go. Yeah, I would say don't go. Obviously, if you want to come visit in the middle of winter, and it's 5 feet of snow, the camp director might say like, it's not the best time to see the grounds, but if you still want to come, I can walk you around.
Unless you live in Alabama and we do tours year round because yeah. we can.
Yeah, we just tell people to walk around the zoo because that's our camp. But yeah, we give the parents opportunities to meet the staff and things like that. But just don't let Hell Camp be your end all of your camp investigation. If you're trying to send your kid, especially if you're trying to send your kid to an adventure-based camp.
Yeah,
there are absolutely. A lot of great adventure-based camps out there. But yeah, there's the dark side, definitely. There's the uplifting side. And then
have you seen the Queer Eye episode where they make over the camp director?
No, I've never watched Queer Eye.
I
don't like makeover shows.
Okay, I've seen the episode of Queer Eye where they make over the camp director. They actually did it during the season, which I found really interesting. Like there were camp unless
during
they
the
had,
camp season?
Yeah, there were kids on camp for part of it. Unless it was like an event that they just used the kids there for. Really good, but also makes me just think about what I wear as a camp director.
I wear my uniform every day, so
I'm in jeans and a t-shirt and a sweatshirt, maybe a flannel, depending.
Yeah, no, I'm in khaki shorts and a bright red t-shirt that says Linkin Park Zoo Camp. So, sorry. The Queer Eye, right?
Queer Eye.
Sorry, Queer Eye, guys. I can't.
It was a good episode. But again, it showed the camp facility, and I can't remember which camp it was, but it showed the actual camp facility, and I spent more time, once again, looking at the facility instead of the episode and getting to know who they made over.
Mm-hmm. There is also another nonfiction one called Camp Wanakiki, which is drag queens. If you're familiar with Gwen from ACA Illinois, we love Gwen. She used to work for the Boys and Girls Club Union, mm-hmm. which is downtown in Chicago. So it was filmed at her camp in Wisconsin.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's Camp Wanakiki. I think it's just a short. I think it's like on YouTube or something. I've never actually watched an episode. I always am like, oh, I should try to find it somewhere, but I never have. But it has drag queens in it. If you don't know Gwen is a big drag queen enthusiast. Gwen. She loves going to drag shows. She's great. And also, if you're like, I could use a different perspective on camp, Gwen is great to talk to about camp. If you're curious and want to talk to her, just let us know. We'll pass her your way. She doesn't work in camp now. She works in youth development now. But yeah, Camp Wanakiki is, I don't know the premise of it, but it has drag queens and it takes place at a camp, which just sounds so much fun, honestly.
It does sound fun.
Drag queens are so fun. I love them.
Are there any others? I think that wraps up a good bit of our list.
Yeah, I just want to point out this one scene in Wet Hot American Summer. We can't not talk about Wet Hot American Summer. It is a terrible camp movie.
Yes.
Because it is everything that you should not do at camp. But there is one scene that is quintessential camp. And it's when Jean I can't say her last name. The voice of Daria. Jean, how do you say her last name? Garofalo? Everybody knows
person.
Who I'm talking. Everybody knows who I'm talking about. She's like the camp director and she's going into town. And if you've ever worked at a sleepaway camp, a residential camp, you know that you would give your left toe, your left big toe to get off of campgrounds for even an hour. And it's this whole scene where she is going into town and all these camp counselors see her and they're like, oh my God, she's going into town. And they hop in the back of her truck and they go into Watertown, Maine, which is very close to a camp that I worked at. And they just do everything that a camp counselor should not do on their day off, including hard drugs. But it is just, it's such a hyperbole of what a camp day off is for camp counselors. Just like getting all of that
everything
out.
Everything out,
maybe having a couple of drinks because you can't drink when you're on duty. Or if you live in a state where marijuana is legal, you may eat a gummy or something like that, but it's to an extreme. And if you've never watched Wet Hot American Summer, this is the only scene you need to watch if you worked at a camp, because at a sleepaway camp, it will resonate so hard with you. And I think it's the best scene in the entire movie. And that's where I will leave that.
Awesome. This was a fun episode.
It was. I love camp in the media when it's positive. It's so good.
Yeah, go watch them. Let us know what you think if you haven't seen them already.
Yeah.
If you know
Tell
of another
us what
one.
Your favorite one is. Yeah.
Yes. Or even better, go find new ones for us to watch, because we need some new ones to watch.
Yeah, or make your own. Just get a film crew and make one for us. I'd watch it. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Bye.